Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoshana Mancha Elokeinu Hoshana. Save us for your sake, Hashem, save us. Hoshana Mancha Bereinu Hoshana. For your sake, Hashem. Not for our sake, for your sake. Save us, Hashem. L'mancha Gayalenu, L'mancha Dershenu, L'man Amitach. What's the pshat in this? For your sake. Like, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has an interest over here that for his sake he should save us. Like, what is Hashem's interest in such a zach? So the Yesod Malchus is a pirush on the Hishanas. He says, Hishanu L'mancha, so that your name will become a force throughout the entire world. Because that's really the tachlis of the world, was to create a world where the name of Hashem becomes mefursim. And Yisrael is the one that carries that light throughout the nations, both in the way we serve Hashem, or we follow in the ways of Hashem, in His chesed, in our tefillos. We are the ones that are mefarsim Shmei Barabim, and that was man the polik today. The other two major religions, so-called religions, are only offshoots of Yiddishkeit. You know, the Muslim religion with the Christian religion, you know, they all, you know, reflect that which they took from Yiddishkeit. So we are the ones we're the torchbearers for the entire world. So Hishana Laman Chalikenu Hishana. And that's the pshat. When Rashi says over here, Bereshis, Bishvil HaTayrish Nikbereshis, Uvishvil Yisrael Shinikbereshis. The tachlis of the world is for Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's the partial way of understanding it. So for your sake, it doesn't really mean Hashem has a need, but it means Hashem wanted the world created for a tachlis, and we are the ones that fulfill that tachlis and help the rest of the world be zeichet to that tachlis, memele He wants us. The emes is, there's a Gemara that seems to say, and the way the Maral learns Pshat in the Gemara, that Hashem is totally in us. The famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, says, Uncle is bar kleinimus, he became a ger. So the Roman emperor, he sent an army of people to him to come and arrest him. So he got into conversation of psukim with them, and they were convinced by him, and they were megayer. So the emperor was all uf correct. So he sent another group, and he says, do not get into any discussions with them. You know, now don't discuss any philosophy, any. So they come to take him. So he says, tell me. He says, we have the mayor and the governor. So who holds the torch for whom to light up the way? Says, of course, the mayor holds for the governor. And you have the governor for the duke, you know, of course, the governor holds it for the duke. And you have the duke for the king, of course, the duke holds it for the king. So he says, who does the king hold the torch for? The king doesn't hold the torch for anybody. He's in command, he's on top. He said, Vayos Yidin, it's not like that. Vayos Yidin, the king holds the torch for us. It says, Vashem, Hoylech, Vnaim, Yoimam, Vamed, Onon, Vamanesh, Balaila. He held the torch, he lit up the way for us. Deo Megaya. So he sent another group after him. He said, don't talk to him. Don't say a word to him. So they took him out. He put his hand on the mezuzah. So he tells him, you know what this is? He said, no, you know what it is? Tell us. So he told him. Let's say you have a king and an eved. So who sits on the inside and who sits on the outside, stands on the outside guarding? They said, the king sits on the inside and the eved guards on the outside. He says, is my carrot. We live on the inside of the house, and the king, he guards us on the outside. So here is the old guy. So Maral says over there, on that Gemara, that Unculus was teaching them two Yesaitis. With Hashem, he taught them, Hashem needs us. And when you need someone, you're Mishamishna. When you need him, Mishamishna. He needs us, because we're the tachlis of the world. So if he needs us, he's mishamish us. But then he told them a step weiter. Not only is he mishamish us, but he totally envelops us that he's on the outside, we're on the inside. Mamish like a son that's protected by the father. The father is on the outside. Father's on the outside. And the son is on the inside. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. So again, you see from this morale that Chazal was saying, that Hashem needs us. It's hard to understand, but Hashem needs us. That's what you see from over here. But the emphasis is it's also a medrash. It's a medrash of Amidbar Rabbah. Shoykov Amudei Sheish, his thighs are like pillars of marble. Zok the medrash, Shoykov Zeha'ilam. That is the world. Why is it called Shoykov? Shenishtoikek HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Baraisei. Hashem had a taiva, a desire to create the world. Kima detema, v'olai chukase. Like it says in Shir HaShirim, upon me is Hashem's cheshik. Now how do you know that? How do you know Hashem has a cheshik for us? Shenemar v'yachulu Hashemayim v'aretz, ein v'yachulu el loshen taiva. V'yachulu is a loshen of taiva. Shenemar nichsefo v'gam kolsa nashi. Kolsa. My heart goes out, it's a desire. I have a desire for Klal Yisrael. Again, it's not something that we could understand. The words you hear, Hashem needs us. Not only does he need us, he has a desire for us. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Yuma Daf Nundalar Amid Alv, that B'Shaz the Oilei Regel came up to Bayis Rishon, they opened up the doors of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they showed the B'nai Yisrael how the Kruvim were Urim Zevazeh. They were embracing with each other. And they said, they made the announcement, Ru'uchi baskem l'fnei ha'moka, and see how adored you are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, like the embracing of Ish v'Ish. That's how chovev you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef Salayach al-Koyet Yom Sois Chosin al-Kal. But you see from all this, how cherished we are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, these words should come as tremendous chizuk to us. In these terribly, terribly, terribly troubled times. It's a tragic time. What we just suffered is beyond, it's not Oyla Laseich. And a person can become tzabrach. And the best thing is really not to listen to the news. That's the best thing. The more you can be misalik yourself from what they're saying. There's no experts over here. Nobody predicted 9/11. You know, all the pundits, the big experts on the news, you know, nobody had any hasogya that 9/11 was coming. Nobody had hasogya that this was coming. I read, you know, some people saying, I saw it coming. Yeah, my freya, you know, we're all big chachomim. You know, we saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody had a habit. They were in shock. So there's no pundits over here, and there's no experts over here to say what's going to be the next step or what's going to happen over here. And furthermore, even if they were experts, they could be experts b'derech hateva. What does it make sense al pi logic? But Klal Yisrael is not a nation al pi derech hateva. The fact that we're in existence today, thousands of years, after the Romans fell, after the Greeks fell, after all the empires fell, you know, and af al pi ken, we're in existence today and flourishing, as sholei ki derech hateva. Like I've mentioned already a number of times, that Rav Yankev Emden says in his Hakdamah to the Siddur, he says, if you want to see Nisim like the Nisim of Mitzrayim, take a look how Klal Yisrael is still very much around today. And take a look, we're nowhere backwards from the Goyim. If anything, our quality of life compared to the Goyim, at least as good, if not better. That's Nisim. So we don't live al pi derech hateva. And maybe we should take this as chizuk. If Hashem cherishes us so much, then somebody expressed to me, very choshev to you, a certain rejection. You would think out of all the days of the year when this should happen, Simchas Torah. We just went through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Sesame Mitzvah, Kippur, Sukkot. We thought Hashem smiled on us. The weather was like, mamish, like not normal. It's raining. They're predicting. And mamish, Sukkot comes. Beautiful weather. Said, look, Hashem smiled on us. Now, Simchas Torah, such a thing should happen. He felt that it's a certain, maybe, sign of rejection. You know, like the Gemara says that the Odin, his Eved, he rejected the wine. So he had a teretz, he had his teretz. But I have, the way I looked at it, Halavai, it should be true. We don't have the Vim that could tell us the boss. We can only grope in the dark. But my way of looking at it is, Leib Yitzchak Baditcheva, Zechatzadi B'Kodesh Lebrocha, says, we're about to bench Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Why is it called Mar Cheshvin? because there's no special day during Maracher. So Zokter Blayim Yitzchak, why Takenat? Every other month has at least the tainus in it. Marcheshman has nothing, nishta yantiv, nishta tainus, no viskairus to Hashem. So Blayim Yitzchak says it's because it's the toich kidei dibur of Tishrei. Memelet has nothing. So Futna Zatzal was masbil, what's the pshat? Gansch toidish Tishrei, yerach ha'isonim. It's the Yerach of strength that's full of mitzvahs, and the Yerach of tefillos, and every day we say Vasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu as Bruchas Mayadecha L'chaim U'L'sholem. It's more like Kiddushas, Sukkis, Arbaminim, Hoshanis, Hallel. It's not Shayach the amount of mitzvahs that go on Simchas Yontif, and Hashem pours the bracha on it, pours it, pours Mamish the Shayach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us a month to allow all that bracha to settle in. If you take this big, gigantic bucket and pour it into your sink, it's going to overflow, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us a month with nothing else there so that all the bracha of Tishrei should be able to settle in over there. So as I was thinking, if it was talking about Sharet, that there should be in Muhammad, what better time should it be when we have all of these zechuyos of all the mitzvahs in our chayichas atfila? If we were to see ourselves in a ruchniyazdik mirror, we would appear like big giants. So there's a brighter way of looking at things. You know, we have to know how to look at things. Attack on the one hand, it looks like this. I mean, either it could be like that. We have no way of telling. And this is really our strongest time of the year when we have those zechuyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu shetak and bring the Yeshua. Vayomer Elokim tatshe ha'aretz desha, let the earth be covered with a covering. Esev, of grass, mazriya zera, with seeds for planting. Eitz pri oisev pri, l'minei. Ashezaroi boi l'mineyu, v'yar Elokim kitoiv. So Rashi says, eitz pri oisev pri, sheheitama eitz kitama pri. The wood should be like the Tam HaPri, but the Eitz did not do that. He loyos is okay. Elva Toitze Oretz, Eitz Ois a Pri, but the Eitz itself was not a Pri. Therefore, Zograshi, Medrash, when Adam was Niskalel on his Avayim, so the Adama also was Niskalel, Arura, she also was cursed. So, Shalta the Kasha, even let's say you assume that this Taka is some sort of a Koyach HaBechira by the earth. It had its koyach habechira, it could have produced this and it produced in a different way. Yeah. Aber, it's tamuha. Why in the world would the tree do that? Like, what reason could there possibly be that the eitz did not want to have the taste of the tree? So the Chizkuni says that the kavana of the Adam over here was that if the tam or eitz would be like the fruit, people would eat up the trees and there wouldn't be a kiyum for the fruits. Right? So shall it be there, and made a cheshman, you know, it's not kedai that I should have the tam of the fruits, there's not going to be any trees left. Chayzik avalden yecheshman. No, what is the teretz to that? Bahadi kavshi derachmon olam aloch. You don't go into the hidden reasons of Hashem. What you were mitzvah to do, you have to do. When it comes to the tzivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can have the best cheshman in the world. You have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do. Now, even though the Kavanah was L'tayve, you didn't do the Tzivi Hashem. And many times you find that. You find that by Noda V'Aviyu. Right? That Kavanah is L'tayve, that Heche Kavanah is they went against the Tzivi of Hashem. Adam Arishin Gufin. Famous question. What was Adam Arishin thinking? He didn't have a Yetzirah yet part of him. It wasn't part of him yet, so he didn't really have an overwhelming Tayve. So what was the Pshat? What was Machriyach Adam Arishin to eat from the Eitz Hadas? So Rav Desler, Mechtav Malio says, that on the reason did Al Pi Cheshbon, he did L'Shem Shammai. He said, if the Eitz Hara is not part of me, there's no kunst to listen to the word of Hashem. Wasn't the kunst. If I make the Eitz Hara part of myself, and it's much more difficult. So then, you know, then it's Taka kunst, then I can mamish tuuf, gival the gazachim, be mesach and the bria. The mistake was, first of all, he did not realize how hard it would be when the Yetzer becomes the chelik of the person. But also, being like we're saying, Hashem told you that. You got all the cheshbonos in the world. Hashem says no, is no, finished. I once heard a pshat from a Rav in Lakewood. He spoke at one of my kids, Sheva Brachis. I forgot already his name, but he said a gevaldik pshat. that the cheshbon of the tree was that if I'm going to make my, if the Adama is, if it's going to give off koyach, that the eitz is going to have time, then the fruits are not going to have the full time that they could possibly have. Because some of it is going to be used up on the tree. So Mimela, to make sure that the fruits have the maximum of time, it left out the time from the tree. So, again, you have the same thing, right? You might have a good cheshbon, but if Hashem said not like that, you have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But Agav, he also said there's a lesson from over here. So a lot of times, parents say, I'm going to put all my koichas into my kids. And they forget about themselves. You know, I'm going to dedicate my life to my kids, to the fruits, and they will stay, whatever. He says, you see, from over here, that's even a wrong cheshbon. You know, if you want the fruits to be good, you got to, you know, put some time into yourself as well. One of the Chassidish Rebbes once said, I'm already waiting to see what the end food is going to be. The first door says, I'm working for the next door. And the next door says, I'm working for the next door. And the next door, I'm already waiting to see what the end product is going to be. Oh, that was the mistake over here of the tree. So I'm going outside the Rav Chaim Elazari. That's how he was the Rav in Canton, Ohio, which is not far from Tells in Cleveland. And he himself learned in Tells, but he also learned in Slabotka. So he was a Talmud of the Alter from Slabotka. So he said over a Nakuda that the Alter from Slabotka said over here. He says, from this Lashon, Nasa Adam Talmenu Kid Musainu. There's a Mokim Hispilus over here in the Koyach Adam. By the Bria, right, it says, Gracious Bar Lakim, as the Shemaim Vesarit, it says a Lashon of Bria. And with one mimer, he created the entire Bria. Later on, he specialized every single day. He put each one in its place. But the Bria was made with one mimer, right? That's a lashon of Bria. Asiya is much more of a lashon of a formation, of a production, of something more intricate. Like Adam himself, not the entire Bria. The entire Bria was Bereishis Bara. And the uncle says, B'chuchmasa Bara. Chachmi created all in one, as a Shemaim v'sa'aret. Like Adam, it's not just Bria, it's Asiya, which is a much stronger lashon. And that's only for Adam himself he made an Asiya. So you see the uniqueness of Adam Arishan that has a stronger form of creation. Furthermore, after that it says, Vayibach b'yapa yishmas ruach chayim, and as Chazal say, man din nofach midilei nofach. That that he blew into us was a chelik of himself, because an Adam is a chelik aloi kamimah. So number one, the formation of the Tzuras HaAdam, number one was a more intricate formation. And number two, after that intricate formation, Hashem put a chelik of himself in the Adam. So how great is the Godless HaAdam? It's kedai to mention over here the famous shtickle from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim. Nasa Adam b'tzalmenu kid musenu. B'tzelem alikim bora es HaAdam. Created Adam B'Tzelem Elokim. So Chaim Volozhiner asks two questions. Number one, how's the Shaykh to say Tzelem Elokim in the image of Hashem? Hashem has no image. Sukkim say B'Feirush, I don't have an image, Hashem says. So what do you mean B'Tzelem? And number two, why dafke the name of Elokim? Why not Tzelem Yudke Vavke? What's up with Tzelem Elokim? Says Dr. Chaim Volozhiner that the word Elokim means Kol Yachol. Bala Yecholus Kulam. All of the koiches in the Bria. That's the word Elokim, that's what it means. Omnipotence, he's in control over everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam, he made Adam a miniature, a microcosm of himself. That Adam has all the koiches in the Bria. And Adam is the koich of doing anything in the Bria. A miniature of Hashem. Now what does that mean? Dr. Chaim Volozhiner. The Pasuk says, Tnu ois le'elokim, give strength to Hashem. How do we give strength to Hashem? Hashem needs us to give Him strength. What's the pshat? There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Chav Beis Oisius. The Aleph Beis, they each have Koiches and the Bria. He created the world, Kaviyachal, in such a way that we're b'yecholus of giving Koyach to make the Bria being Mekuyim. All the Brach in the world comes through us by us keeping the Torah. Through Tefillah, Torah, Avodah Gemilas, Chasadim. That's Mechazik, the Yud Beis Oisius upon which the Bria stands. And the mail of that gives koyach as if we're giving koyach to Hashem. Not that Hashem needs our koyach, But he created the Bria in such a way that we are the Bailam over the Bria. So that's another tremendous chizuk to us in these times, that if we are the Bailam of the Bria and we utilize that kayak the way we should, we have a tremendous kayak in controlling events as they stem forth. I mean, we are malumid b'nisim, even in Eretz Yisrael over the years with the Arab wars, tremendous nisim that took place over there. Teretz is, you know, we're not a regular nation, we're not a nation of Teva, and Eretz Yisrael is not a regular land. Eine Hashem alikecho aleho, meireshes hashona van achrus shona. All the other lands are given over into the hands of a Sar of a Malach. The eyes of Hashem are here, he is the one that's guarding this meireshes hashona van achrus shona. So that's something that we have to remember. Vayivarachaysem alikim, vayyomer lehem alikim, a double loss. Vayivarachaysem alikim, vayyomer lehem alikim. Pru revu umilu esha'ariz v'chivshua. Hashem told Adam and Chava, he blessed them and he told them. Double loss. Fruitful and multiply, umilu esha'ariz v'chivshua, uridu bidgas hayom v'ayif ha'shamayim v'chol chayah ha'meses. So Rabbeinu Bachya stells it over here. What is this double lashon? Vayivarech Hashem Elikim, vayomer lehem Elikim. And Elikim is mentioned by each one separately. He says, if this was stam of bracha, to become fruitful, to have children, to procreate, to have new generations, so by the dogim it doesn't say a double lashon. By the dogim also it says pru revu. And over there it only says one lashon. It doesn't say a double lashon. So Vasav is over here, the Torah uses a double lashon. So Rabbeinu Bachya says a davar nifla. He says there are two separate brachas over here. One bracha is on the pru revu, procreation, having children and multiplying. That's the second thing. But the first thing is the fact that a human being has the power of regenerating himself. We shed our skin, I think, once every 30 days, you know, we lose all of our skin. I read in a lifetime, we lose 40 pounds of skin. In a lifetime, 40 pounds of skin. The skin is the heaviest, you know, aver in the body. The biggest aver in the body, we shed it once a month, be'erech or whatever, and in a lifetime, 40 pounds of skin gets shed. You know, you have flaky skin, it falls off, it regenerates itself. The inside of the body also regenerates itself. So the ability of man to regenerate his body, that's a tremendous kayach. Before the chait of Adam Arishan, Adam had the kayach of regenerating forever. And he wouldn't have died. He would have regenerated forever. Number two, a second chalik of that bracha is that the food has a kayach of being mamale, the chasarin of the body. Because as the doctors, the chachmas are roifim, he says, the roifim say b'chachma, that the heat within the body wears down the body, and the heat outside the body wears down the outside of the body, that has to be replenished. So the food, koyim chait of Adam Arishan, the food was total. It was a total package. There was no waste in the food, and that had the ability of totally replenishing the chesroinus ba'adam, to put back the moisture within him so that he could live forever. The Ramban uses a lashon that it could be that when they were in Gan Eden, the fruits dissolved with them like the mun. There was no waste. Just like the mun, there was no waste, there was no excretion, so too the fruits, as they state in Ramban. So it could be that was the pshat over here. So that's the pshat. There's two separate brachas over here. Vayivorech Hashem Elikim, vayyom Elikim lehem Elikim. The vayyom lehem Elikim is the regular pru revu milu zoros that you find the procreation of the generations. Vayivorech Hashem, the first one was that the body should be able to regenerate and the nutrition that it gets should be able to replenish those chisroinus that the body loses. Unfortunately, after the chait of Adam Arishan, it was no longer like that. But before the chait of Adam Arishan, which we're talking about over here, that was the bracha that was given to Adam. Vayokam Kain al Hevel Achiv. And Kain got up. Well, this is a long story. I'll finish off with a nice Chassidish Shavart. Hashem Chassidish Shavart. That the Halig of Vishnitzer Rebbe, the Emre Chayim, like it's Hadid and Kodesh Levrache, said over in the name of his Zaydid, the Rishner, Yisrael Rishner, said like this. It's a Dover Yodua in Avoida that Hagan the Svarim of Meirich, how mius gaiva is, and how a person has to work on himself to be an onov, he has to be make nothing of himself. Anov is the most beautiful mead in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afal pi kein, anov could be a tremendous danger. Because if a person overdoes the anov and he makes a nothing of himself, he can fall into a matzav of yush. And then, that could show his avoyda, that could harm his avoyda. So on the one hand, anov is a gevaldik gezach. On the other hand, it could be a detriment. On the one hand, gaiva is a terrible thing. Gaiva, Ki to'av is Hashem called Gvalev, to'av in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midrach Nisa, you find as a midah, Vayigbal Liboy B'darkei Hashem. So we're walking a tightrope over here, like everything in Yiddishkeit. How do you know when to use this midah and when to use this midah? You have to know. You have to have the proper guidance to do that. And you have to know when to use the anov and when to use this. Rabbunim of Pshischa, Zechatzadu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, used to say that a person has to have two pockets. In one pocket he carries the Maimer Chazal, Chayvot Maimer B'Shvili Nivra Ha'olam, right? And in the other pocket he has to carry the Pasuk V'Anochi Ofer Ve'Eiv. And you have to know when to balance it. When you feel you're becoming a Shtikl Bal Gaiva, you have to say to yourself, V'Anochi Ofer Ve'Eiv. When you feel that other Rabbi Danov is getting to you to be too much, so then you have to say, B'Shvili Nivra Ha'olam. So the Yisrael Rishon attached him to the Pasuk. State in Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kayan, he was giving him a pep talk after he was disappointed. He said, Aloyim Teitiv Se'es. If you'll do good, you'll improve yourself, Se'es, I'll forgive you. Vimloy Se'etiv, and if you're not going to do good, La'pesach HaTas Ro'yveitz, then the Aveira is sitting by your door. And what happened finally at the end? No V'notiyeh Ba'aretz. It's the title of Yisrael Rishon. He says, Haloyim Seitiv. If you overdo the good, Se'es, you could lift yourself up. You could become a Bal Gaiva next. You have to worry about that. Vimloy Seitiv. And if Lehepach, you concentrate on how not good you are, then La Pesach HaTas Ro'yveitz, that could be going to an Aveira. So what's the Eitzim? No V'notei Ba'aretz. Never be Koveya yourself on any one of those two Midas. Because when you see that this midah is doing the wrong thing, switch over to the other one. Never be kavua in one midah. This is tight for Yisrael, isn't it? Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.